Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells...
...find what you need, and there's the challenge.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Kristen Arnold is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's the author of a number of books, including Team Basics, and her company is called Extraordinary Teams. She is the lady that we turn to when we need to get the most out of our people, out of these important individuals who have decided follow our flag, to be the people that support us and that work for us and believe in us so much, and people we can't do without. And I don't know anybody who can help us with that better than Kristen Arnold. Kristen, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. Appreciate being here.
It's good to have you back. And now, has your company name changed?
It's always been Quality Process Consultants Incorporated, but that's a mouthful, so
yeah.
We just go by the Extraordinary Team.
Yeah. I knew that you had a couple of names there. I wasn't sure if I was saying it the right way, as long as I've known you. But I was thinking that you'd even changed it since then. So I'm glad to know that I wasn't too badly wrong. Kristen, small business owners are really always have too many hats to wear to put them on. And if we ever have to lay anybody off, if we ever have to cut anybody, it makes things even worse. The immediate issue with cash, it doesn't solve the fact that the work probably still needs to be done. So in a time when there are layoffs, when the unemployment is rising, what's the team message that you've got for us today?
Well, you know, you need to keep in mind that the people who are left are kind of having a survivor syndrome. And I'm sure you've heard of that, and for the listeners that haven't, people, but those people were part of the team, and so the people who are left are feeling that loss. They're feeling like, well, you know, if they're gone, is there going to be another round? And so,
or maybe even a little guilty. How about that? A little guilt.
Yeah, a little bit of guilt about.
And even if you haven't had anybody, the company hasn't laid anybody off. Sometimes, if the company next door has, and they're your friends, you know, it's normal to feel a little guilt about things like that, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So one of the things that you can do is help the group kind of recharter themselves, rebond, reconnect. They have to go through a mourning process of saying goodbye to the people who had left, but also they need to now recomprise themselves. Maybe some skills were lost. Maybe a critical kind of role of just the team harmony was lost. And so you have to kind of reposition the team and make sure that they know what it is that they're being asked to do. And maybe you need to slide some stuff off their plate because there's not as many people. Maybe the metrics change a little bit about how do you measure their success. So, you know, you really need to rethink that if you were to put this team together right now, who would be on the team? What would they be doing, and how would you be measuring?
If you were starting from scratch, so to speak.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question about the change thing. If, on the one hand, it makes me think that maybe moving things around a little bit, making it different, might be a good thing. In other words, recreating the order a little bit rather than just a job that somebody else had who's not here anymore. That's one thing. And then on the other hand, I'm thinking, well, maybe you've already laid some people off. Any other kinds of major changes might be just adding, you know, mayhem to the chaos. What do you think?
Well, you know, my initial reaction, Jim, is that most companies are using the economy as an excuse to get leaner and meaner.
I think big companies are, for sure.
Yeah.
I don't think little companies do, but I think big companies are.
Well, but what I'm suggesting is that maybe you can use this as an excuse. I mean, I know that personally in my business, I'm taking a look at everything from a different lens. Do I really need to do this? Is it excessive? Is it really important? Mm-hmm. Because I think in these kinds of economic times, and I think this could be really a blessing, really get back down to the fundamentals. What's truly important for your business? What's truly important for its success and its growth? And for some people, it might just be survival. But now's the time to take a look at these things under a magnifying glass and say, you know, is this really important for us to be doing? And if so, what's the best way for us to do that? And sometimes,
including people, right?
Correct. Sometimes it's best for one person to do, and sometimes it's best to give.
Yeah. And when we come back, we're going to get Kristen to share more of her wisdom with us. This is good stuff, folks. And I know how hard it is. The hardest thing I've ever done in my life was to lay somebody off from a small business. And it's 20 till. We're going to be right back with Kristen Arnold. She's the best. Little Shocking Blue bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Lassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. We'd love it for you. No barriers to entry. And you can find my blog there, the knowledge base, my newsletter, archives of past interviews, articles. Kristen Arnold is our guest. She's an outstanding long-term member of our Brain Trust. She and 1,500 other Brain Trust members are there on the site. All the things that she's deposited with us, all the wisdom and the insights and the perspectives that she's deposited with us over the years are right there that you can get to your little heart's content. And as I say, no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in, hang out with us, use our stuff. Kristen Arnold is the leader of the Extraordinary Team, and she's a team builder. That's what she does for a living. She helps people like you and me make sure that we get the most out of our teams. Kristen, one of the things that I did back in December, and I want to get your thoughts on this, and I've recommended this to other people, to my audience. I could tell that there were a few furrowed brows around here. And I could see just a little bit, you know, that people were, this was back when, you know, when the real, a lot of the shoes were still dropping, you know. And I just had a little get-together with our team, impromptu. I just announced it and said, okay, sit down right now. Let's talk about something. What are you worried about? What's on your mind? What are you concerned about? And I got a lot of, it didn't take instantaneously. People started saying what they were concerned about. And I had the opportunity to calm those fears. Many of them were not justified, their fears. Uh-huh. But if I hadn't said anything, they might still be stewing in those juices. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, here's the funny thing is if you don't bring it out in the open, people will always contrive the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
They'll think about something even worse than what you have even thought about. Mm-hmm. It's kind of nice to bring people together in like a huddle and just say, you know, what's going on for you? And let's just kick it around. Not that it has to be solved, not that anything has to happen other than, you know, some conversation. And you can do that kind of periodically. You can do it spontaneously like what you did. One of the things that I used to do in my office, and you can laugh at this one, but it's just kind of my characteristic, is we used to do tea time. So every day, no matter who was around.
You mean like the scones and stuff?
Yeah. We'd have, some people would have a soda. I would have tea. Okay. We'd have something. And at 3 o'clock, whoever was in the office, we'd sit down and spend, you know, 10 minutes just shooting the breeze. Mm-hmm. And that's another way of just letting people have an opportunity to air what's going on their mind.
Well, one of the things that I think is important, and you can help me if you tell me what you think about this. You know, what I did when I had my conversation with my folks, I mean, it's not like we don't talk all the time anyway, but this was specifically, they knew we were sitting down to talk about the overall situation. And, you know, where there were challenges, I said, okay, here's a problem. This is an issue that this current situation has created, and this is what we have to deal with. In other words, I didn't try to act like, you know, Pollyanna and everything's going to be wonderful. I said, I gave them the reality. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that as a business owner, you need to give them the reality, but you can also ask for them to help contribute to the solution. So let's say cash flow is tight, and a lot of people are having those kind of issues right now.
Right.
So you can say, you know, cash flow is tight, and, you know, my promise to you is that I will still, you know, pay you on payday, but I need your help in managing the inflows and the outflows. What are some of the ways that we can do to make sure that this is as comfortable as possible?
What are we spending money on that we don't have to spend money on?
Right.
What can you do to make sure we don't waste any money?
Right. And then you just shut up, and then you let the team come up with the ideas. Because you as the business owner, you know what's going on. You've got lots of ideas. And you don't need the team if you're just going to go implement those ideas. So if you're going to, like, monopolize that conversation, then why even have it? Mm-hmm. So tee it up. Say, here's the situation. Here's the context. Now, what can we do to improve cash flow? And then let them come up with some ideas. And some of the ideas are going to be crazy, and, you know, you're going to roll your eyeballs, try to hold it in, just get all the ideas out. And then you can say, okay, what are the ideas that we can do today? What are the ideas that are going to take a little bit more time?
And show them how the work that they're doing, the solutions that they come up with, are tied to their job security.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
To the success of the company.
Right.
This is not just some project, some busy work that I've assigned to you. You know, the things that you're going to come up with is one of the ways that's going to help us survive and thrive.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, they might not realize just what a desperate situation you're in. So if you're not desperate, don't try to sound desperate.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are desperate, you know, you don't have to show them your books or anything, because I know some business owners really have a problem with that. But you can say, you know, listen, these are hard times for everybody.
Sales are off 15%. Profits down 12%. Cash flow is tight. Everybody knows that. You can talk about those kinds of terms, can't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you have to build that picture up in their mind. You can't just say, let's, you know, improve cash flow and don't you know the economy's bad. That doesn't give them the full picture. And
also, at the beginning of the meeting, just say to them, now, folks, I'm going to share some information with you that's nobody else's business. It belongs inside this company. I'm going to share it with you because you're part of this company. And you know, anything that's specifically said to anybody outside this company about how our company's doing, that's my job. And I think it's important to point that out to folks. Kristen's going to have some more outstanding team building. Yes, you can still build teams, even in this economy. She's going to have some team building ideas for us after these messages. Tintel, stay with us. Stand by me. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend, Kristen Arnold. Kristen is the author of Team Basics and also Email Basics. Kristen, give us your website. Tell us how we can find you and a little bit about what you do.
www.extraordinaryteam.com, and I am a high-stakes meeting facilitator and team-building expert.
And they can find out more about you at your website and how they might be able to use you. Your books are there, too.
They certainly are.
All right, so check that out, folks. ExtraordinaryTeam.com. Kristen, we got our team ready now. We've got the one we're going to stick with the rest of the year. We've had the conversation with them about why we all have to pull in the same harness at the same time. We're all kind of got our heads on straight. Now, we're ready to talk about moving forward and positively and aggressively with what we've got. How do we do that?
Well, you tell them what you need to do, and then you get out of the way. And I mean that in a very loving and caring way, but a lot of times we as small business owners, we like to get our hands all in it and get our fingerprints all over it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's called micromanaging. So if you are very clear about the results that you're looking for from the team and how you're going to measure success, then you, as the business owner, depart stage left so that the team can go about doing the business that it needs to, because they're going to figure out what's the best process for them. It may not be the best process for you, but you're not doing it. They are. So sometimes you have to, like, let them struggle a little bit. Maybe they might do it, but they're getting the results that you said that you're looking for.
Well,
so it might take them a little bit longer.
You're talking about the pain of delegating, because the pain of delegating is it's not perfect like when you do it.
Correct. But if you are very clear about the results that you're looking for, they will get there. Trust the team. If you put the team together, that they have the skills. And if they don't have the skills, you need to give them the skills, training and education. If you have an appropriate level of diversity, that you don't have everybody who's looking at the same thing the same way, so that you're just going to get, you know, blah. You need to, I mean, the reason why you're giving it to a team of people versus one person is that a team of people will be able to solve this complex issue from multiple aspects. The people who are going to have to execute it and do it are on the team. So if you've comprised the team appropriately, then you should be able to walk away and feel confident that they're going to execute. Now, if you walk away and don't follow up, then that's called abandonment.
Right.
Teams need to know. Teams need to know from you, the leader, that you care. So that means every once in a while you check in, bring some Dunkin' Donuts over, and go, "So, how are you guys doing?" Or, you know, when a critical milestone is supposed to be met that you talked about from results point of view, you check in on them and say, "So, how are we doing?"
How about schedule
really
a meeting?
Schedule
a meeting when those things are going to happen, and they know you're going to be there.
Absolutely.
That's a deadline that they know they have to reach.
Absolutely. Show that you care, but don't get involved. You know, you are the champion, you are the sponsor, you are the person that they're looking to. So there's a fine line between showing that you care and getting involved in the team's business. So if they know that you care, you're providing the resources, you're giving them the right tools, they will be successful.
Well, yeah, and that is so important, but you have to realize that when you did it all by yourself, it was perfect, of course, but you hired these people so you could leverage their time and their brain power and their energy, and you can't do as much as they can do, and so you're just going to have to get over it if it's not perfect the way you would do it.
Correct.
That's one of the hard parts, isn't it, of delegating and building teams.
Well, you know, the other thing is that if you are giving something to a team and you're questioning whether you should give it to the team, there's something you need to pay attention to. Either the skills aren't available on the team, or they haven't proven themselves, or, you know, what is it?
Maybe you haven't given them the authority and the responsibility. Maybe you've only given them a responsibility, but not the authority.
It's worthy of looking at what is the princess and the pea moment for you. You know, what's that little irritation, and then deal with that irritation. Either it might just be suck it up, or it might be you need to change the strategy about how you're working with the team. Maybe they need something different from you. Maybe you need something different from them.
More than likely. It's if there's a problem with your team, folks, look at yourself. It's probably something to do with you. Hey, Kristen, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
Give us a website one more time.
www.extraordinaryteam.com.
Thanks, Kristen. Kristen Arnold, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. She's the best. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.